Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
The speaker, Kate Brown, is telling her Japanese students a funny story in English class.
After studying Japanese history and economics and completing a one-year beginner's Japanese conversation course at university, I moved from South Africa to Tokyo 6 years ago. I was over the moon to be in Japan. There were so many exciting things to explore and do. One of the most vivid memories was the beautiful cherry blossom trees. Interacting with the locals then, however, was more of an embarrassment than a thrill. The first incident happened on the second day after arriving. The pillow I had was a soba gara type and was as hard as a rock. One morning, I woke up with an extremely stiff neck and needed some muscle cream. Inside the drugstore, while holding my pocket dictionary, I pointed to my neck and said, Ninniku itai. The polite clerk looked most puzzled and repeated, Sumimasen, ninniku? I meant to say, kinniku. Instead, I said, my garlic hurts. My face turned as red as a cherry. On another occasion, I asked my neighbor for directions to the hairdressers. 病院はどこですか? Please, I will take you in my car, she insisted. She took me to the hospital. Listen again.
The speaker, Kate Brown, is telling her Japanese students a funny story in English class.
After studying Japanese history and economics and completing a one-year beginner's Japanese conversation course at university, I moved from South Africa to Tokyo 6 years ago. I was over the moon to be in Japan. There were so many exciting things to explore and do. One of the most vivid memories was the beautiful cherry blossom trees.Interacting with the locals then, however, was more of an embarrassment than a thrill. The first incident happened on the second day after arriving. The pillow I had was a soba gara type and was as hard as a rock. One morning, I woke up with an extremely stiff neck and needed some muscle cream. Inside the drugstore, while holding my pocket dictionary,I pointed to my neck and said, Ninniku itai. The polite clerk looked most puzzled and repeated, Sumimasen, ninniku? I meant to say, kinniku. Instead, I said, my garlic hurts. My face turned as red as a cherry. On another occasion,I asked my neighbor for directions to the hairdressers. 病院はどこですか? Please, I will take you in my car, she insisted. She took me to the hospital.